this week we actually have two Torah readings. One is called Tazria, and the other one is called Metzoira. Tazria comes from the word zera, which means in Hebrew a seed. When you sow a seed, so comes out a tree with fruits and leaves and so on. And it talks at the beginning about a woman that gave birth, so to speak. She produced fruits. So the Torah says what has to be done if it was a boy, what has to be done if it was a girl. And then the rest of the parsha, the rest of the reading, talks about stains from a miraculous sickness that was called tzaras. Today, we don't have this such a sickness. And the sages say that this sickness came because of bad tongue. When a person spoke badly about others, stains started appearing in their skins. And there's a whole process. What is a stain? What is not a stain? What is tzaras? What is not tzaras? And so on. The second reading is called Metzoira. Metzoira is a person sick with this sickness of tzaras. And the Torah talks about the stains in the walls of the house. So we spoke about stains in the previous parsha, Tazria, stains in the skin, stains in the garments, and then in Metzoira talks about the stains in the walls of the house. And then most of the parsha talks about the process of purification of this person that had tzaras. Now, as I mentioned before, this sickness does not apply today, but we know that the Torah is not just a book of stories and things that happened. And no, the Torah is a book of lessons. So even though the practical things that are spoken about in these two readings do not apply, most of them, however, they have a lesson. They still have a lesson. And we have to understand the name of a parsha, the name of a reading, is directly connected to the content of the reading. It's not just the name of the first verses and so on. And over here, we see that both readings have a name and the content is the opposite of the name. So we have to understand what's going on over here. The first parsha called Tazria, we said it means to grow, like when you sow a seed and it grows and so on. However, it talks about deadly things, so to speak, stains. I would essentially say that a person that had tzaras was considered like as a dead person, had to be sitting down alone outside of the camp and so on. So it was like a dead person. So we're talking about Tazria, something that grows, and however, that's the title. However, the subject of the parsha, it's about death. It's about sickness. So we have to understand why. And regarding the second parsha, Metzoira, again, is the name of a person that has tzaras. However, the parsha talks about how to purify this person. Why do you call a parsha with a sickness? And still, we talk about how to heal this sickness. So in order to understand this, we have to really understand something else. The Torah has one of the fundamentals of Judaism is schar ve'onish in Hebrew, which means reward and punishment. And people think that reward and punishment means actually that when a person does something against the will of God, God is so angry at them that I'm going to give you punishment and you will see who is powerful over here, who's the boss. No, that's not the idea of the punishments of the Torah. Every single thing in the Torah is kindness, the kindness of God, an expression of God's kindness. And the punishments of the Torah are also an expression of God's kindness. Why? Because the truth is that the punishments are there to fix the person. When a person does something against the will of God, something spiritually speaking is wrong with the person, in the soul itself. And in order to fix whatever the person did, needs some process, we call it punishment, okay? But it's a process through which the person actually can wash the stain in the soul and can become a better person. Now, according to this new understanding of what a punishment means, we can see why the name of the first parsha, Tazria, which means to grow and to develop and to do something new, is directly connected to what? To sickness and stains and tzaras and being felt like a dead person. Why? Because the real growth of a person is through going to these quote-unquote punishments that actually fix the person and allow the person to go to a new reality, a higher reality compared to the reality you lived before. So therefore, Tazria, real growth, comes through tzaras. In this particular case, that doesn't mean that it's the only way to grow. That means anything related to sufferings, difficulties, challenges, that's the springboard to jump to a new growth. So that's why the parsha is called Tazria, which means to grow, and still talks about difficult and hard things. The same thing basically happens with Metzora. Our sages in the mystical part of Judaism explain that what was the problem with this Metzora, this person sick with Tzaraas, besides what I brought before about bad tongue and so on, there's a much deeper reality. A person with Tzaraas had stains in the skin, and sometimes in the walls, the garments and in the walls. That means that innerly speaking, internally speaking, this person was completely clean, a tzaddik, a righteous person, completely refined. And the only thing that needed to still be fixed and refined was an outer shell, so to speak, the skin, the garments, the wall of the house. But internally, it was a perfect and clean person. Again, a tzaddik, a righteous person. So over here, we can understand now the result of the previous parsha, the result of parsha's tazria, which means to grow. In order to grow, you have to go through difficulties, challenges, and so on. Those are the stains that produces automatically a metzora, a person that apparently is sick with this terrible sickness, in stains and so on, in the skin and the garments and the walls. However, that shows itself that the person grew, because internally the person was completely refined. So in order to be tazria, in order to be, to grow and to sow and to grow and so on, you have to go through challenges, and that produces a refined person internally. And maybe sometimes, okay, you still have things to fix. You still have to fix your skin, your garments, your walls and so on, but internally there was a perfect refinement. And that's why the second parsha is called Metzora, which shows a refined person, that the only problem it has, it's an outer shell of the person, so to speak. So we do see that the name of the parsha is carefully thought, so to speak, to show a very deep reality. When you really want to grow, you really have to go through challenges. And by really overcoming these challenges, that's where you really grow and you internalize the growth. It's not just something that you see in the outset and so on. That's why, again, Tazria is directly related to Metzora.